Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She's things that I want to ask you is, do you ever get people who come to you and start a business, want to start a business, and you get the idea that they believe that, well, I have a checking account, I buy stuff, I sell stuff on eBay, that's all you got to know to be a business owner. You ever get the feeling people think that?
Oh my gosh, all the time, yeah.
And it's wrong, folks, that's a mistake.
Yeah, it's a big mistake, and what I find is, if you have even 1 ounce of laziness in you, don't even think about going into
your own business. Or if you do not have a really well developed understanding of deferred gratification, right?
I mean, think about it, Jim. If you've got a 50% high likelihood of failure, you either have to be so unbelievably driven, or you have to be, you know, a little crazy to go into your own business. I mean, it's amazing to me that everybody has these rose-colored glasses, and they're not even looking at the statistics. I mean, the likelihood is you will fail,
mm-hmm.
right?
So in 4 years.
Yeah, in a very short period of time. So You'll burn through your money, and you'll have nothing to show for it, but, you know, a lot of battle scars. But the other thing that I find is people are coming to me, you know, the entitlement mentality. It's really interesting. People will come to me, and they'll say, well, you know, I want you to help me, and I've got this idea, and they haven't done their homework. They don't know the industry.
They want you to do it for them. They want you to give them a silver bullet, don't they?
Yeah, they want a silver bullet. There is no silver bullet. Can we be honest? Okay, hand over heart. You've got to do your homework. You've got to go through your paces. You've got to learn the business. You've got to learn the industry. You've got to see the mistakes other people have made, and that takes time. And when we were chatting just a few minutes ago, and you said it right, Jim. You said, you know, spend 4 years to learn the industry. Spend 5 years. And people don't want to spend that time because we're in the age of instant gratification,
right?
I want it right away. Mm-hmm. And that's not what a small business is.
Yeah, if you've got plenty of money, folks, if you got, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars that you're willing to blow through, up all your mistakes and all your ignorance that you have right now about being a business owner, then fine. People don't, and it's not a good, and it's a horrible investment idea.
It is a horrible investment idea, and one of the things that breaks my heart on Amazon about the book, Accounting for the Number Phobic,
mm-hmm.
there are people on there that have said things like, I wish I had this book 20 years ago.
Right.
I wish I had this book 30 years ago. I mm-hmm. wish I had this book 15 years ago, because it would have saved me so many sleepless nights. It would have saved me so much money. I would have gotten to where I am so much. So the point is, get started on the right foot at the beginning. Why wait for 15 or 20 years? I mean, when you say it takes a 15.
Let me tell you a quick story. The guy who owns 1-800-Flowers was a counselor for the state of Jim McCann, who used to be on my show years ago. He was a counselor for the New York City organization, the municipality, and as an advisor. And he bought a florist shop. Before he bought the phone number 1-800-Flowers and the website, and then launched a national
Very
firm.
Interesting.
10 years. Yeah.
And that's why he was successful.
Yep.
is because he understood how the
did
business
it on the
worked.
Side.
Mm-hmm. He understood what were the problems in the industry that he could solve.
Right, right.
Because that's what 1-800-Flowers did. It was a consolidator.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, absolutely. Don, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website, please, again.
Oh, the website is bestsmallbizhelp.com.
Go ahead.
It's D. Fotopoulos, so my first initial, my last name, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from your
listeners. All right. Hey, Don, will you come back? Okay, we'll have you back for us. Thanks for being here. Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Don joined us, and so we did. I'm just telling you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.